Via remote, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. Tourists in the Mexican resort of Cancun sheltered overnight in a local university ahead of the arrival of Hurricane Delta, a Category 4 storm that is expected to make landfall at the Yucatan Peninsula early Wednesday. The worst of the immediate impact was expected along the resort's studded northeastern tip of Mexico's peninsula, where hurricane conditions were expected. Officials warned that residents should have several days of water and food on hand. Tourists who stayed in hotels or rented apartments in Cancun, as well as some local residents, were evacuated to the Cancun Convention Center for shelter. Cancun had opened more shelters than usual to give people more space in recognition of the COVID-19 pandemic. Thousands of federal troops and emergency personnel are on standby at this hour to lend assistance if needed. U.S. President Donald Trump, who is under doctor's care with the coronavirus, said Tuesday that he's planning to show up for his second debate with Democratic Party presidential nominee Joe Biden next Thursday in Miami. Trump first tested positive for COVID-19 last Thursday and was hospitalized 3 days before returning to the White House Monday. Based on that timeline, his attendance at the town hall style event, during which he and Biden are to answer questions from members of the audience, could pose a public health risk based on guidelines from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. The CDC considers someone infected with the virus to be contagious from 10 to 20 days after the onset of symptoms. For more news, we invite you to join us at our website, voanews.com, also on the VOA mobile app. Via remote, this is VOA News. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says President Trump is putting himself first at the expense of the country by halting negotiations over a new coronavirus aid package from Congress. Trump announced the move less than 24 hours after he returned to the White House from that stay in the hospital while fighting his own bout with the coronavirus. Speaker Pelosi has been in talks with the Treasury Secretary, Steven Mnuchin, trying to revive a massive new round of COVID-19 aid. China's international reputation has plunged sharply amid the coronavirus pandemic, according to a new survey of people in more than a dozen advanced democracies. A telephone-based poll of around 14,000 people in 14 countries by the U.S.-based Pew Research Center, 61% of all respondents said Beijing had handled the COVID-19 outbreak poorly, compared to 37% who gave the Asian economic giant a favorable response. The other nations surveyed in the Pew Research poll included Britain, Belgium, Canada, Denmark, France, Germany, Italy, the Netherlands, South Korea, Spain, and the U.S. The Food and Drug Administration has laid out its safety standards for developers of COVID-19 vaccines after the White House blocked their formal release. They moved Tuesday is the latest example of the tug of war between Trump officials and government scientists over the review and timeline for upcoming vaccines. Specifically, the FDA documents make clear that companies must provide at least 2 months of safety data from participants before seeking emergency approval from the agency. Now, that requirement would almost certainly preclude the introduction of a vaccine by Election Day on November 3rd. Hundreds of Israelis marched in Tel Aviv Tuesday, continuing months of protests against Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. The embattled prime minister has been the target of weekly demonstrations outside his official residence in Jerusalem since the summer, with protesters calling on him to resign over his trial on multiple corruption allegations. Israel went into a second nationwide lockdown last month and is now grappling with one of the worst COVID-19 outbreaks in the world on a per capita basis. The emergency government has been roiled by infighting and has faced widespread criticism over its confusing and often contradictory response to the pandemic. For more news, we invite you to join us at our website, voanews.com, or the VOA mobile app. Via remote, I'm Michael Brown. VOA News.